Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Orion Group Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Dunn, and I'm here this Thursday. I wanted to say Friday, but it's Thursday. with my co-host, Miss Lubomira Corteva. Lubomira, what's going on? How you doing?
Hi, Robert. So happy to be here.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on and hanging out with me. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. You can go to our website, theoriongrouppodcast.com, and you can check out our stuff there. But before we get into today's topic, I want to give Luba a chance to let you know a little bit about herself. So, Luba, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Robert, and thank you for having me. So I'm a writer and humanitarian. My work focuses on spirituality, self-development, and empowerment, so deepening the emotional connection in the digital age. And my humanitarian work includes working in marginalized areas faced with poverty, conflict, and violence, where I assist in program development for empowerment and holistic trainings to alleviate poverty and relieve cycle emotional barriers.
Man, yeah, just a mouthful. Now I feel bad about myself. I feel bad about myself now. I'm like, dang, I thought I was helping, but you are actually helping. So, that's awesome. After that, I guess the only proper topic we could talk about now is emotional intelligence. Right. And I know a lot of us have heard that term in one way or another. And I'm sure a lot of us are talking about or may not be sure exactly what that means. I know the ladies tend to know what it means a little bit more than the fellas anyways. But it definitely is important, especially nowadays, since we're so connected and dealing with people is something that is a must. You know, back in the day, I guess you could kind of hide out if you wanted to. But now you're going to have to deal with people. And so having that emotional intelligence, or at least being aware that it's important and being able to understand kind of what that means for you specifically, I think is definitely crucial for all of us, especially our generation moving forward. And so that's what Luba and I are going to try and tackle, just to kind of get into it anyways and see what happens. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess the first place we could start is, what does emotional intelligence mean to you, Luba?
Well, to me, it means how well we handle ourselves and our relationships emotionally, because emotions are the fuel of life, right? It's why we're capable of existing, actually, and it's the first thing we have to do on the path of self-development is harmonizing our emotions. So I want to say that there are no bad emotions. Everyone is purposeful and valuable, but they're healthy and expressing them. So our emotional body is so important because it affects our physical health and mental health. And like you said, our relationships and fulfillment of life, really. So emotional intelligence helps us to be in tune with our emotions, understand them and handle them in a healthy way. Man. So shine a light on our unconscious emotional body, because it's amazing. It's creative, and we need to survive.
I mean, I should have went first and given my definition, because my definition is not nearly as good as that one.
Tell me yours.
I messed up on that.
But like you said, it's so important in our generation, especially the Western world. We're always so focused on IQ, but you know, we need the right brain. We can't survive without it, actually.
Right. Like, to me, it's a yin and yang, you know, and you're right. A lot of people, especially those of us who really value, you know, intelligence and IQ just in general, more from like an academic kind of way or a practical, factual type of road. But you have to understand that if you don't have that emotional intelligence, then you will really struggle as well. They're definitely wonder twins. They definitely complement each other, and they're both important. But for me, like when I think about emotional intelligence, which is just as a guy, I mean the ability to have empathy for how other people are feeling.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, that is so important because it's so, we can be really quick if we're not feeling something or we're not really handling something emotionally on the same level as somebody else. We tend to not give it as much weight. Mm-hmm. And so if we're, you know, you're going through something and you're experiencing something or feeling or emotion, and I don't think it's that, should be that big or that small, whatever the case may be, I can kind of just disregard it. And I mm-hmm. think people who are emotionally intelligent understand that just because it may not be affecting me that way, or I may not have the same level of emotion or feeling towards whatever it is, doesn't mean that you're not, and doesn't mean that however you're taking it isn't just as important as something that I would be affected by on that level. And so to me, it's just being aware, being able to give space for people to be able to have those feelings and those emotions and be able to take them seriously and not always be shaming people or not always be disregarding somebody else's feelings or how they're emotionally responding to a situation. Right. So that's kind of where I.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Empathy and perspective, right? Because
right.
we all have different perspectives. Even truth, you know, my truth is not your truth, is not his truth, it's not the truth.
Right, and that's a thing. And that's especially where we find ourselves now in today's world. We're seeing firsthand. Oh, my bad, I didn't turn off my phone. But no, we're seeing firsthand the importance of being able to listen to somebody else's viewpoint and to be able to put ourselves in somebody else's shoes and how important to respect other people's perspective is. And obviously, it's the harder it's going to be the more you differ. But again, when it comes to being able to work together and to be able to live together and be able to build the world to make the world a better place, we have to do this together. But in order for us to stay connected, in order for us to be able to be effective, then we have to respect each other's, where each other is coming from, even if we don't agree with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, that's just kind of
I feel the same. You're reading my mind.
Good. I mean,
absolutely.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, I just said absolutely.
Oh, okay. So self-awareness. Yeah, let's start there, because mm-hmm. it's very hard to have intelligence about anything if you don't know where you stand on something and you don't understand your own emotional makeup and kind of how you respond to certain stimuli. And so I definitely believe self-awareness is important in understanding emotional intelligence, because it's going to be hard for you to be empathetic to somebody else if you don't know what that feels like to be in their situation, right? You can, a lot of people are able to sympathize with other people, but in order to be empathetic, you have to be able to put yourself there. And so you have to be aware of certain times when you've been in a high emotional situation or when your feelings kind of been all over the place. Because when you can see different times and different situations that you were on certain levels, it definitely helps you to understand somebody else being in that place, even if what got them to that place is different than what it might have gotten to you to that place. Does that make sense? I hope it does.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
What are your thoughts on that, Luba?
Yeah, self-awareness. Yeah, like you said, I think it's realizing that we're not furniture.
Right. That's a good place to start.
You know, we are living beings. We're active participants who are contributing to and co-creating our existence as well. So what's happening around us and to us. So, but it's accepting ourselves fully. Otherwise, we will also not accept others fully and become judgmental and critical and, you know, self-entitled. And I think it's remembering that every time we reject an emotion within ourselves, we're also essentially rejecting ourselves and abandoning a part of ourselves. And then in return, we will also not accept another person for who they are and their perspectives too, their individual perspective. So it's also accepting our perceived weaknesses too and not blame ourselves for that. And also we'll be more, again, acceptive of others and, again, their perspectives. And knowing our patterns, you know, self-awareness is about knowing our patterns. Because here's the thing, if we don't change the script, we'll just keep on repeating it, but with different actors. So know thyself, the biggest gift we can give ourselves. And Yeah, it also helps with not projecting on others as much, you know, so that we are more empathetic, like you said, and, you know, and making better decisions for ourselves and knowing what we want. A lot of people think they know what they want.
Right.
They don't. So self-awareness, like you said, everything that you said with the empathy and perspectives, yeah.
No, I love that, especially when you started talking about patterns. And if you listen to the show, you know, I'm a big, it's a big one for me, because going in circles, I hate that in myself. I hate when I catch myself in I'm like, man, I keep seeing the same thing over and over again, and that's not cool. But no, absolutely, it's going to be very hard for you to engage with me differently with how you engage with yourself. Right. Yeah. And so, like Luba said, when you're not respecting your own emotions, when you're not respecting your own feelings, then it's going to be very hard for you to respect other people's. And you can, it's pretty much, or I won't say pretty much, but it's definitely obvious when you meet people who don't treat themselves well, because they're very hard and they're very rigid with other people.
Yeah.
And so, again, this is something that it definitely starts there. And when you start respecting yourself, when you start allowing yourself to be able to experience whatever it is you're experiencing, it definitely positions you a lot better to be able to understand and get along with other people. So.
Yeah, and we're more kind and compassionate to allow others to also, you know, have their own experience just as we are having ours.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And so in order, once you get to the self-awareness stage and you start to be more aware of that, the management of your feelings and your emotions, because this is a big one.
This is a monster.
This is something you're gonna consistently have to be watching over, because, again, to manage yourself and imagine your, or to manage your feelings and your emotions, and to be able to learn how to balance yourself out. And so, on one hand, you are allowing yourself to experience whatever it is that you're experiencing, but at the same time, understanding that when you get out of whack, just not let yourself just, you know, just kind of go wild, because that can be just as dangerous, right? We all know highly emotional people and people who just kind of let it rip whenever they're feeling anything, and that's not healthy either, because no one wants to be around that, because that's not stable. Right.
No, that's not stable, and words are hurtful.
Right.
It's hard to forget.
It is, and it's hard to, you're always going to remember, what was that quote? I think it was Maya Angelou who said, you know, you may forget what people said, but you'll never forget how they made you feel.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And so this is really in this realm of understanding how important it is to learn how to manage yourself, because you can't lead others until you first learn how to lead yourself. And
absolutely.
If you start going down that path of really trying to lead yourself, you realize how difficult that even is, because, again, you are a human being. Like Luba said, you are not a piece of furniture. You know, I don't, even for the fellas, you're gonna go through things, right? You're gonna have experiences, you're gonna feel different things. And so being able to understand your own patterns, like Luba said, and be able to kind of figure out where you are and being able to manage that and kind of get an idea of where you're going too far to the left or to the right is absolutely important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're all human beings. Just because someone is a man doesn't mean that they're not allowed to feel stuff. All of us feel a lot of stuff.
Right, for the fellas, you know, I don't know, the fellas are like, I don't know about that, Luba.
No, fellas, you are. I know you.
She's just, she knows, you know, what do you, the ladies know. You know.
Can't fool me.
And I mean, that just kind of segues also into just the area of vulnerability, right? Because it's hard to... Emotional intelligent people understand that vulnerability is almost that linchpin in this whole thing. You have to allow yourself to I don't say to feel, but you just kind of have to allow yourself to be able to sit in those places, and you got to allow yourself to be able to go over what it is you're going through. And if you're not able to do that, then you won't be able to do that with other people. I mean, I kind of already just talked about that, but where is that it's kind of hard. Certain people find it difficult to kind of think about feelings and to think about emotions and to kind of want to deal in that realm. And especially again, for fellas, I know that that's an area that a lot of them or a lot of us tend to kind of shy away from because we don't really, you know, it's not really considered masculine and we don't really like going down those roads. But at the end of the day, you're going to be affected by whatever it is you're affected by, whether you choose to say something about it or not, whether you choose to deal with it or not, it's still going to be there. And so being able to allow yourself to be vulnerable, to be able to deal with whatever it is that you got to deal with is not only non-masculine, it's the fact that it's mature. Mature men understand that certain things have to be dealt with, and they got to make sure that they get into certain situations, certain areas of life, because if they don't, then they'll blow up one way or another. And so, again, when it comes to this issue, and when you hear vulnerability, I want you to hear that it's something bad or evil. I want you to hear maturity, because that's what it is.
Yeah, it takes strength. It takes strength to be vulnerable.
It does.
I wanted to jump on the management of thoughts and emotions. Thoughts are usually, to me, just recycled selective memories multiplied by infinite imagination. So
I like that.
So that's why, you know, don't believe everything you think. And thoughts are also whatever we verbalize. So if I say, don't think about chickens in the next 10 minutes, that's all we're going to think about, right? So where focus goes, energy flows. And we have to remember that we are the boss of us and not our thoughts. And on the other hand, emotions are unconscious and primal, and they're triggered by past events and wounds and all of that. So I sit here, someone says something and a word, and that word becomes a key to a door in my subconscious, and it opens up, you know, a bag of worms, right? And it becomes a big, scary monster. So to manage thoughts and emotions, you know, that's why it's important to understand what they are and where they're coming from. And you know, the more aware we are, the more we can manage them. So this is why perspective is so important to see the bigger picture, to zoom out, because sometimes we lose focus, and to remember that not everything we think we have to believe.
Absolutely.
So yeah, just like, yeah, we have to also allow, like when something comes up, you know, we shouldn't react right away, even though it's easy to do that. We should cool off first, zoom out, but also allow the other person space to cool off too, you know, and find healthy outlets to do that. And also replacing our thoughts by realizing that, yeah, they're just recycled words, and we have to reevaluate the words that we use and break that self-sabotaging patterns and the stories that we like to tell ourselves.
Right, but
self-sabotage is actually, yeah, that's like, I can open up a bracket here.
Oh my gosh, you get to, you can
self-sabotage.
You just have,
I don't know if you should.
That's just like the key to my heart, because self-sabotage to me is such a, I've talked about that many times, and I think it's a huge, huge thing, especially in our generation. It's like I said, we can go on and on about that, but I love what you said about perspective, because I mean, life is a perspective.
It is reality, right?
Right. Yeah. I'm sure we're learning how little control we have over this thing. And yeah. Every problem's not going to be able to be solved immediately anyways. And so sometimes we're always putting ourselves in situations where we think the goal is to change the situation, or the goal is to always having to change what we're not liking about things. But sometimes you just have to change your perspective about it. Because not everything, you're a limited being. You only have so much energy and so much that you can do in a given day. And so when it comes to being able, like you said, Luba, it's our emotions are not in control of us. We're in control of them. And largely how we are able to do that is through our thoughts and what we think about and how we choose to see different things and people and situations. And so people with really good emotional intelligence have a really good perspective on life because they're able to change the way they see it. And of course, they could go down the road of just seeing it as ridiculous or stupid or whatever it is, and then just go down that road. But when you start to kind of get this intelligence in you, you're able to say, like Luba said, take a step back, not only with yourself, but with also with other people. Mm-hmm. And when you're more patient with yourself and you're starting to see your own actions and your own behavior is different. Like, look, I understand that I messed up today, but that doesn't mean that I'm a bad person overall. I just messed up. You know, and I can deal with that and move on instead of messing up and thinking you're worthless. See, all that's just pure perspective. That's all it is. It's just changing the way you see something. And so when you're able to start doing that, that's when you're able to start becoming more intelligent emotionally, obviously, with other people. And so that's huge. I mean, perspective is everything, and changing your perspective, because that's pretty much what you're gonna be able to do, because again, you can't really control a lot of what happens to you, but you can control how you see it.
Right. Yeah, that's the only thing that we can do, is just change our perspective.
Right.
We're not in control of anything else, and we are living in the generation of self-sabotage and also low self-esteem, you know.
Absolutely.
On self-sabotage, you know, like, if we have the survival instinct, right? This is our strongest instinct, but beneath that one is actually the self-destruction instinct. And self-sabotage is when we don't feel that we deserve something, that we're not good enough. Unconsciously, we feel we're not worthy of it. So let's say there's a boy, a child, or a girl, you know, they grow up, you know, feeling worthless because maybe their mother was emotionally neglecting them, maybe their dad was ignoring them or whatever. So they grow up, they meet a partner who is loving, caring, compassionate, but they push them away after the initial ecstasy and passion wears out, right? We come back down to earth and we start pushing them away because now this is uncomfortable, you know, because someone is just being nice, but unconsciously we don't feel we deserve it because pain is home or abandonment is home and home is love. So we keep on pushing them and creating a situation unconsciously in which we will destroy potentially happiness to save our pain because pain is comfortable. It's known. And this is, you know, even anxiety, you know, it's a feeling of high sense of worry and fear from something horrible to happen that's unknown. So we keep ourselves at this high level vibration of, you know, worry and fear as a defense mechanism, so that when this horrible thing happens, we won't be jumping from a 1 to 100. We'll already be at that 100 vibration because we are essentially safe in our fear, and we are safe from experiencing a new type of fear because we're at that high vibration already.
No, that's, I mean,
I just went off on a whole
No, it's, I mean, that's exactly it, though. Because when you're talking about self-sabotage, I mean, you really are getting at the core of our humanity. Because like you said, on one hand, it's to, you know, our biology is wanting us to survive and to reproduce and all of that. But on the other hand, you know, our need for being self-destructive in the way of protecting ourselves is
protecting.
Right. And that's just as strong, but it feels like it's just as strong sometimes, if not stronger, because the hardest thing you ever have to do is accept something good. And to allow good things to happen and not get that, have that self-esteem and just that feeling of not being enough creeping up and just wanting to jump out of the third floor instead of risking jumping out of the 12th.
You know? Yeah.
And so we do that all the time. And so when we do that all the time, obviously we put that on other people. And so we always think they're going to bail. Soon, you know, this is why we always kind of get freaked out when things are going well, because we're always kind of waiting for that other shoe to drop, and then someone does something foolish or just unnecessary just because they don't want to be the one left holding all the, you know, holding the bag. And so again, this goes back to all this is connected, right? And like Luba said earlier, even your physical health is connected to this. Even, oh, I yes. mean, your spiritual health is connected to this. I mean, it's going to be very hard for you to have any kind of stability in your life if you don't have stability in your emotions.
Yeah, we have four bodies, right? We have the physical body, then we have the emotional body, which is the next layer of vibration, of energy. Then we have the mental, and then the spiritual, which is the higher consciousness. But that emotional body, which is the unconscious body, which forms from 0 to 7 years old, this is where everything gets stored. And this is the vessel through which higher consciousness will come in. But if it's broken, you know, it's going to start affecting everything else.
All right. You
know, physically just, as well.
Exactly. I mean, just like we always know when a pipe is clogged, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can put thousands of gallons of water through a pipe, and as long as it's going, you know, there's nothing clogging it, it can go all day. But
yeah.
once something clogs it, it messes everything up, and we're the same way. And so... It's you do have to have respect for the different elements of what makes you human, but especially when it comes to yourself emotionally, understanding, like I said at the very beginning when we were talking, is to respect it first and foremost. When you start respecting yourself, you can't do anything to respect yourself, and you don't respect your own feelings and emotions. And at the end of the day, in order for us to really be able to not only understand other people, but to be able to get along with them consistently, then we're going to have to be able to manage when things come up, because there's always going to be stuff coming up. There's always going to be things happening that you like, that you don't like, that are unexpected, that are great, that make you sad. I mean, this is going to be consistent throughout your life. And so preparing yourself and putting yourself in a position to be able to handle those things like an anchor. You know, I mean, we've obviously over here, we just kind of got done with hurricane season. And it's funny because everything isn't blowing away. You know, the things that are the trees that are set in stone there, the ones that have the strong roots, certain buildings that were made really well, they're still standing. And that's what I want for all of us. It's not about trying to stop the storm. It's preparing to be able to withstand it. Right.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. The roots.
Yeah. Because that's what it is. When you get healthier emotionally, physically, spiritually, these are roots. This is what roots us so that when things happen, it's not blowing us away along with everything else.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Acceptance is a big thing. And this is with, you know, we talked about vulnerability, but to be comfortable with vulnerability, we need to accept that the only perfection in life is imperfection. So again, like you said, we need to accept, and also we need to accept that we will get hurt, but that's just life. You know, we will get hurt even if we're not vulnerable, right? So we still will. So
absolutely.
You know, and that's okay. And yeah, on the other hand, with vulnerability, if we want to help someone else to feel comfortable to be vulnerable in front of us, we need to provide the nurturing environment for that experience to potentially happen. So imagine a rose. A rose doesn't just fall from the sky, right? We need soil and seeds and water and sunlight, and none of them look like a rose or feel like a rose, but they're all needed for that experience. So to create that nurturing environment for others too, we need to be empathetic, we need to be kind, compassionate, non-judgmental, non-critical, and trustworthy, because otherwise why would someone want to open up to us?
Right, exactly. Right?
And we need to remember that even then, it's still their choice. We are only sharing with them that safe space and allowing them the freedom to be who they are and do what they choose. Because, you know, I mean, love, whether it's romantic or friends or family, it's just allowing another person the safe space to be who they are. That's all.
Hey, I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just going to leave it there. That's how we're going to end the show, because that's... I can't add to that. So,
I think we should all remember that. Sorry, I just wanted to say. I think we should all remember that we're all children on the inside. You know, we're in adult bodies and we're trying to be adults and, you know, whatever. But we're all children on the inside. We all want to be loved and cared for and appreciated. So even that person who hurt us and they're mean to us, that's fine. Let's walk away. But, you know, just not do the same to them. You know, have that compassion and empathy that, you know, they have their own life to walk and experiences to experience.
All right. I mean, again, I mean, just to finish this out, I guess what I do want to say is just make sure. I know a lot of talk about narcissism right now in our society, you know, and just us being so focused on ourselves. But I really want you to understand that you are important.
Yeah.
And that's different from being selfish. To understand your value and that you are valuable, like Luba said earlier, it starts there, because you can't build anything until you know that you're worth building something on, you know, and you're worth putting something out there. And again, when you create those environments for people to be able to be themselves, you're giving people the greatest gift you could possibly give them. Right. And this isn't something that you need to go out there and try to make happen. When you do these things, when you start becoming more emotional intelligent, when you start respecting yourself enough to be able to do the work to make sure that you're in a place, a good place, a healthy place, then the environment will create itself. So, yeah, we'll leave that there. But thank you for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Again, you can go to our website, theoriongrouppodcast.com. Thank you so much, Luba, for coming on, man. I really appreciate you. It's so much great stuff to say.
Thank you, Robert.
Absolutely.
So insightful. Love being here.
I mean, I'm just like, man, I had to step my game up today. So I appreciate that. But, Luba, you want to give or let people know how to get in touch with you?
Currently, because my website is not up yet, so they can get in touch with me through my email. So that's lkourteva@gmail.com.
Oh, there we go. So again, we want to thank you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy your Christmas and holiday season in general. And we will speak to you next time. Thank you, Luba.
Thank you.